I don't hear so much about the generation gap these days as I did back in the 70s when my fellow baby boomers were becoming adults and confronting their parents' values. But that gulf between rising young adults and their parents is graphically, one might even say painfully, apparent in John Robin Bates's Other Desert Cities, which opens the season for Ensemble Theater later this week. So here's the story. It's Christmas Eve 2004, and a family is coming together at the Palm Springs mansion of Lyman and Polly Wyeth, longtime devotees of Ronald Reagan and his cheerful conservatism. Their son and daughter have landed on the left side of the gap, and their adult life decisions are making life complicated for everyone. The kids have dropped by the studio for a conversation this evening. Sarah Mackey, who plays Brooke Wyeth, and Ryan Gilreath, who plays her brother Trip. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask each of you to tell our listeners a little bit about the characters that you're playing and sort of what makes them tick. So maybe, Sarah, if you would start with Brooke, who is an author with some success, but perhaps not as much as she would like.
Sure. Brooke Wyeth left California as soon as she possibly could to go to the East Coast, where she feels more at home. She is about between 8 and 10 years older than her younger brother, Trip. She is an author. She is a writer, and in every sense of the word, she had a success with a novel about 6 years before this play takes place that wasn't groundbreaking or anything, but it was noticed and then hit a block due to an awful lot of events that triggered a very deep depression. And through the healing, she ended up writing a new book, which is the catalyst for all of the events in the play.
More about that as we talk. Ryan, tell us a little bit about Trip.
Trip is a trip. He's a rock star. He's a TV producer out in L.A., and he enjoys the limelight and that lifestyle, and maybe a little bit too much. He might come across as a little surface fun, but you know, there's some depth to him, which you'll find out in the play. And yeah, I think he pretty much likes to have a good time. He wants to enjoy Christmas with his family.
I want to ask both of you, as real people, not the actors or the roles that you're playing, if you have siblings and if that has informed your performance here as people who are siblings.
I have an older brother, and we had a very different upbringing than these characters have. However, the relationship that we have as adults has informed me a lot of how close Brooke can be to her sibling.
What about you, Ryan?
I have no idea what you're talking about. If my family's listening, turn off the radio now. Absolutely, in different situations, but very, very similar situations. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to relate, I think.
I always like to hear actors talk a little bit about how, not that you're bringing your whole life onto the stage with you, but that there are things that you can use, emotional interrelationships that you've had previously or whatever, to help inform the performance, which is obviously, you know, it's something that someone else has written, yet you are putting it on stage and bringing it to life in your own way. And another actor might handle it in a very different way,
Absolutely.
Depending on their experience and the director and that sort of thing. I want to ask you both each to say something that you like or dislike about the character that you're playing.
I really like that Brooke, she is a ticking time bomb, that's true, and that can be either, it can be liked or disliked. I actually prefer it. She's exciting. She feels things very deeply. And I think that's important for any artist, be it a writer, an actor, a painter. And I tend to really like that about artists, that they do have impulses that stem from very deep feelings. There isn't anything I really dislike about her. It's better to embrace your character anyway. And the reason is because I just think she is a very real human being. She is very sympathetic, although she does have her flaws, as all of them do. But I do actually really enjoy her.
Ryan, what about you and Trip? How do you feel about one another?
Yeah, I think whenever you're developing a character, I think, you know, you see aspects in yourself from the character that are you. So you just bring that out a little more. I think that he's a peacemaker. That's what I like. I think that he might be a little selfish in some regards, but I understand that, having, you know, I can side with him.
You two are on stage with three other veteran professional actors who are very familiar to Ensemble Theater audiences. Dennis Parlato, who comes often from New York to do shows there. Amy Warner, who is a wonderful local actress. The two of them are playing the parents, Lyman and Polly. And then Dale Hodges, who is familiar to the theater goers all over town, is playing Polly's, well, let's say, troublesome sister, Silda. And I wonder what kind of experiences you've had working with them, getting the show ready to go. And does it feel like a family when you're together?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, it's inspiring to watch them work. And I learn constantly. I learned all the way through rehearsal just watching them. So it was great. And I think you do as a child, being raised by parents. You just watch your parents and learn. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it does feel like family.
Absolutely. And working with them previously, I think both of us have worked with them previously, though we haven't worked with each other, Ryan mm-hmm. and I. So it's really kind of interesting. For example, the last time I worked with Dennis, he was beating me up center stage, you know, and so now I'm calling him daddy. And I can't figure out which relationship is more difficult, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that's great. What was that show?
That was Mauritius.
Yes, I remember. Well, that was a good one, too. Well, it just brings out all of your versatility and his, no doubt. We don't want to give away too much of the story, but I wonder, and because the story has some, let's just say, unexpected twists in it, but I wonder if either of you have a favorite scene or a moment that you'd be willing to share.
I love the scene when it all comes out. Mm-hmm. I love it when everything just explodes. Everyone is passionate. Every character is passionate. Every actor is passionate. There's a five-way fight all the way through the scene, and it is riveting. It is well-written, and it's just full of twists and turns. And I actually like the ending as mm-hmm. well. It's beautiful.
Ryan, what about you?
I can agree on that. I love the ending. And I also, within that five-way fight, it's just fascinating because there's so many different, I feel, opinions. But you can really kind of understand where everybody's coming from. So mm-hmm. it's hard to take a stance.
I think that listeners will take from our conversation that this is a drama, but it has its humorous moments in it, and there will be laughter and there will be tears as people watch this, I suspect. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The first read-through was full of surprising laughter, I think, everybody hearing it out loud.
Let's go back to that first read-through for a second, and Lynn Myers, whose ensemble's producing artistic director, is staging Other Desert Cities. Did she give you something as she set up your first read-through on this as to what she wanted you to think about this play, or how did she get you started?
She said, I put together a family, and that was pretty much it. And we just went from there.
We've been fighting ever since.
Exactly.
Well, there is lots of arguing and family strife in this story. I read the script and found it very real, often uncomfortable. But I suspect it's a little different for you because you're actors playing roles. But are there moments when the arguing reaches a point that you actually begin to feel the depth of emotion behind it?
There are times that my heart pounds a little bit harder mm-hmm. than it usually does, especially when you're fighting for what you need. And especially butting heads with my mother, with Polly. There's a wonderful mother-daughter relationship written there that is very real, and those are very difficult relationships. Mm-hmm. And it tends to be in those moments that I tend to feel a little bit more mm-hmm. stressed mm-hmm. than normal.
I suspect that people will resonate with many of these relationships. They'll say, oh, that's the way I mm-hmm. feel about so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be very interesting. John Robin Bates's Other Desert Cities opens Ensemble Theater season this week on Wednesday evening. The show, which was a 2012 Pulitzer Prize finalist and a Tony Award-nominated Best Play, will be on stage at Ensemble through Sunday, September 22nd. For more information about the theater and this show, follow the link you'll find at wvxu.org. My guests this evening have been actors Sarah Mackey and Ryan Gilraith. Thanks for taking the time to visit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you both here. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.